I cried out my anguish into the void. In my self-imposed isolation, I wandered in despair. Wailing in the blackness, my soul sinks in agony. I stumbled, falling to my knees. Body and soul, they conspired against me. I screamed defiance and despair, and the void laughed at me. Its chill seeped into my bones. I raged against it to no avail. It drained me into exhaustion. Then I accepted my fated doom. Better the chill of the void's reality than the fantastic distorted dreamscapes of the world. Seeing this, I slipped away to oblivion. At the brink of the cliff overlooking my fate, I was disturbed by my reverie. I heard a cry echoing my own anguish. Startled, I turned to peer into the darkness. Nothing was visible in that black of despair, so I called out in the night, and something answered me. Was it merely returning echo of myself, or was it something or someone experiencing the agony I thought was solely my own? Who is this, trapped in my own prison? The solitary prison of my mind is disturbed by the realization of another prisoner. How did you get inside my soul? And how dare you distract me from my own misery? My heart is jarred from the contemplation of doom by the overwhelming instinct to disregard my own pain and comfort another's tortured soul.